bun was a little bland, but if you are a fan of pickles, you're gonna love this one. And we've got a very special message here from Miss Jehala Wilkes, third grade class. Miss Jehala, we are all rooting for you and we watch you on Passions Cove even though it's on past our bedtime. We hope you get to kiss Scott Boldflex on his face and his butt all day long. Oh, that's so cute! So far this season, Jehala hasn't seemed like a big contender for Scott's love, but let's just hope she never knows when to stop dreaming.
Overslept, and I have missed the meeting of the Rust Council. Age is a curse, but to make it 37 years is quite a blessing. Perhaps I shall while away the rest of the afternoon with a story.
Hello and welcome to the Adventure Zone Steeplechase, episode 13.
I'm trying so hard.
No, don't, Travis. Oh, God, we were doing okay. So good. This was going to be the first episode where we just kind of vaulted right over it.
I know, but it just
tickles. Just go. No, just let it go. We're playing a game.
When the big twist comes and all of that stuff instantly makes sense, like, it's going to be...
Yeah.
You guys ever seen the show Numbers?
Yes, yeah, man. My favorite.
How is it?
Seven is great.
I've been thinking about getting into
it. Yeah, man. The new shit's not quite as good as the old numbers.
Oh, they were great.
When it was like, you know, when they were in like 4, 5, 6. Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Judd Hirsch. You cannot.
Judd Hirsch, episode 9. Love it.
You guys remember there was this period of time where you could make a show about anything?
Yeah.
Remember
there
was a time when Benjamin Linus from Lost was like, I have a machine that knows about crime. And they were like, 7 seasons. Thank you.
Person of interest.
Yeah. It used to be, Justin, you just walked into like the studio and you said, so here's the thing. They're a detective and they're like, stop right there. Get in here.
Go. Here's $1 billion.
You got it, man. He's a detective and his brother knows about math. Yeah, man. He's a detective and he's immortal. Fuck yeah, dude. He's a detective and a vampire. Hell yeah. He's a detective and he has some complex mental health issues. Fuck yeah,
whoa,
dude.
Oh, yeah, twice.
That's going to run 13 seasons.
It's Sherlock. Yes. Sherlock. Yes.
Yes.
Sherlock. Go.
Yes. Go make it
Sherlock,
already.
But at the beach. Yeah. Sherlock on the moon. Fuck yeah.
Do you know Sherlock had a sister? That's a movie.
Fucking love it.
Thank you. Okay, so welcome back to Passions Cove. We were just about to try to win a golden music note from Scott Boldflex, the primo hunk on Passions Cove. And Greg, the producer, Greg Jennings, has gathered you all for sort of like a pregame meeting before this evening's festivities begin.
All right, guys, so here's the deal. This is going to be really open-ended. We basically want you to get to know Scott. That this is your opportunity. You know, you've waited a long time for this. This is your opportunity to meet your man and win his heart. Remember, we don't have a lot of rules here. It's basically just get him by any means necessary. Don't try to be shy and retiring. Don't wait for Scott to come to you. He's got a lot of people that he's got to meet tonight. And, you know, also feel free to have fun. This is a party. If you want to knock a few back or have some drinks or just kind of get a little wasted and...
Greg, knock a few back or have some drinks? What's the first part then?
Or knock a few back or have some drinks or get a little wasted or
those
whatever.
Are all fundamentally that you're saying the same
whatever
thing.
However you party, however drink. You cut loose.
Okay, oh great. Should we establish ahead of time which one of us is going to get like sloppy drunk?
Actually, that has already been claimed.
Damn it.
Delphi is actually gonna freak out a little bit, and she is actually gonna have one drink and fall asleep on the couch.
Okay.
So don't bother Delphi, please.
What is the sort of contract say about, like, is this... I'm trying to think of a polite way to ask this. Is this one of those reality competition shows where physical violence will result in the immediate expulsion from the reality competition show?
100%. Unless it's great TV. I mean,
okay.
That's the other thing, folks, is, you know, we are here to make a show. That's why you were all here on Passions Cove. We're making entertainment. This is reality, but it's a heightened sort of reality.
I love it. I love it.
So, any questions before we get rolling?
What is the mode of dress? Is this formal, semi-formal, business casual?
Sexy, whatever sexual. Sexy makes you feel casual, sexy. Casual makes you sexual. Feel comfortable in your body, with your body, Scott's body. Oh. Sexy.
And the boom boom room is located where?
Do you mean the grinding gazebo?
Yes, I'm terribly sorry. I was thinking back of another reality dating show I was on where they did call it the Boom Boom Room, the Grinding Gazebo.
Oh, so you've been around the horn before. Yeah, the Grinding Gazebo is what we call it on our shows. It is, we do keep that locked for just sort of production safety purposes. And that is something that you're going to need. If you're holding a gold musical note at the end of the evening, you will, that's your one-way ticket to... pleasure.
A golden musical note.
Yeah,
like
that's what we
like
do.
Like a trophy?
It's like a rose. Okay. Is it just basically a rose? It's like a rose.
I understand.
Okay.
That would be a weird trophy to hand out, though, because roses, like, eventually, like, you know, kind of dry out and rot away and stuff.
That's beautiful. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is Johnny Shrimp Toast.
Yeah. You didn't say that as quickly as most people with names say it.
Sorry, I
got
surprised.
It's not like they're trying to remember their checking account number. It's more like they just answer it because it's their
name.
Well,
it's my stage name.
Okay, I get it now. Mine is actually Greg Jennings with three N's, but I dropped one of the N's.
Excellent.
Wait, where's the other
been
N?
The one before
no, wait,
the G?
Greg Jennings has three N's in it, doesn't it?
What?
Two in the middle, one at the end?
That's four
the mnemonic device I use.
Yeah, I left the other end of
the side. Greg Jennings.
Okay.
Greg Jennings. Greg
Jennings. My grandfather was Greg
Jennings.
Hey, folks,
Jennings. The game's going along tonight. We're going to be playing extra Jennings tonight.
if you've ever heard of Jennings caramels, that was my grandfather.
Really?
Excellent.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
Pull your fillings right out, they will.
So are we opening up with a toast, or where's the action starting?
We're going to start filming right this second. Oh, there's the man of the hour.
I walk right up to Scott Boldflex. Can I steal you away? You think maybe we could have a little
one-on-one? Wait 1 second. Scott's going to address everybody first.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That would be a bold-ass move, though.
It would be, yeah. Baller. Yeah.
Hey, folks. Steal me away?
I feel like okay. I've seen that tactic employed before.
Sorry, I need to... let me connect to the Voicetron 3000 one sec.
Sure.
Bad news, everybody. Scott Boldflex sounds exactly like Greg Jennings. I have now a catalog. I'm up to, according to this incredible resource that our editor, Rachel, made for me, I am up to 62 different voices.
Oh, boy. Fucking dummy. We're on episode 13.
I know.
That's a lot of voices, man.
A lot of these people have died. Trust me.
Yeah.
Even if we didn't see it.
Some stock voices where it's just like,
I do have a stock voice. It's the one shared by Greg Jennings and Scott Baldflex.
Oh, boy.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for coming. I'm Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Yes. Hell
no mutation, hey. Scott.
Hey, that's awesome. Thank you, guys. I'm so excited to get to meet everybody. I have a cool announcement to make. Obviously, the real prize tonight that you're going after is these, and he holds up one of the shiny gold musical notes. I'm going to be handing these out to somebody who really catches my eye tonight. And I have an even more exciting announcement. Gizmondo, the portable gaming phone, is back, and they are sponsoring tonight's party.
Fuck yeah!
Yeah, and the winner of this little soiree is not just going to get a little FaceTime with me in the grinding gazebo, but they're also going to be walking away with four sweets.
Wait, what? What?
Yeah, we got a little extra prize money, sweeten things.
I mean, that's awesome. I'd love some more scratch that I could use in my medicine investments.
Yeah, so this is a score, guys. This is a score. It follows all the rules of the score. You know what you're trying to steal, Scott's heart. There is a prize of four sweets for a successful completion of this score. We're going to follow all the same score policies and rules. It's just a little bit more open-ended than your previous scores. I'm going to tell you that there are two clocks here on my end that are not going to be public facing.
Ooh.
I do want to tell you what the clocks are, okay? Because I want to be upfront about this. Scott has a clock of his affections. Mm-hmm. And there is a clock for the producers seeing people making great TV. Okay. So those are the two different clocks that you all are working on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Who wants to see around the place? Who wants to get a quick tour?
Me, definitely.
Yeah, I would love a tour as well.
Okay.
I didn't know which one was in that moment. That sounded like something either Greg or
Greg's in the trailer.
Okay, cool.
Greg left. Your thing now. He wants this to be organic.
Yes, let's shake that moneymaker, and we will accompany you.
Okay, so just real quick.
Okay, there's the map. I've just shared it with you.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Got it. I'm looking at it. I feel like I need a moment to absorb it.
Sure. So I'll just walk you through it real quick. As you're walking through the front of the house to the right, that's the jam zone. That's where I go to just sort of unwind and just jam away. If you want to come in there and jam with me, well, we can jam all night long. Over there is the
just
really...
Just making sure, you talking about playing music or violently cranking it?
Actually making jam, actually.
You all get it. There is no jam allowed in there. It's a sticky-free zone. Over there is the really great room.
You didn't answer my question.
Yeah, I would just want to get through the tour. Over there is the really great room. They said it was a great room, and I was like, can you make it better? So they did. Now it's a really great room. they put some neon under the table for me, and it's fucking sick now.
Hell look yeah, up, dude.
Look at this over here, and there's a faucet, and he pulls it down. This is chocolate milk whenever I want it.
Fuck
no big
yeah.
deal. Over there is my parents' room. Now over to the left...
Yeah, man, that's cool. I love family, too. Keep them close is what I say.
You serious?
Yeah, man.
How important is family to you?
Let me think about it. It's basically the most important thing.
Wow. So when I mentioned my parents' names earlier in the evening, do you remember them?
Yeah.
What were they?
Flashback to the part earlier in the evening. Where this guy said his parents... Did he
Scott,
really?
Scott Eddie. Boldflex gave yes. you his bio. And this is the guy whose heart you're trying to win, so I'm assuming...
Oh, my God. Yeah, I will take the stress for a flashback. Dad, did you write down the names of this guy's parents?
I think I wrote down Betty for the mom.
Yeah, what was it?
Betty.
Yeah, Betty's my mom. What was your name again?
My name is Omar.
Omar, man, that's so cool.
Omar Flat Fanny.
And, that's cool. And, do you have parents, Omar?
Well, I lost my mom.
Nice. So over here, 47. Over here. Hold on, let me make a quick mark. Give me a second.
Oh, that was wilting.
Actions that you take won't necessarily be one or the other. Some will work for both. So, and you're not going to have a lot of insight into either one of these, but you are going to have to trust me that I'm fair dealing with you.
Yes.
But unfortunately, human beings have not yet developed a way to say that they are 3/6 attracted to you yet. So,
We don't say stuff like that?
No, not anymore.
Oh, that explains so much.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to the tour. So this one's really important to me, and especially the producers over here. And you see like a sort of scrim covering the entire kitchen and dining area.
This is actually another show. It's a Japanese reality show called I've Always Been Here. They bring in six strangers and they become friends and lovers and they go about their day-to-day business. Please don't go in here. Okay. Over here is the play place, which sounds sexy because it is, but it's also an actual ball pit with a slide.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Other things that you notice, it's not very well hidden, but in the upper right-hand corner of this map, you can see the production trailer where you're
Justin, that is some very, I would say, sophisticated layer work you did there.
Thank you. I did it. I lowered the opacity on it, and then I erased the parts that were overlapping
love
the tree.
That. Good
Thanks.
Stuff.
Yeah. So it's kind of hidden behind the trees, but not very well. So that's the layout.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
Where's the gym, bro?
Oh, yeah. Over there. And he points to a place outside beyond the edges of this map.
Ah, cool, man.
Yeah, I use the outbuilding for it because I do some really gnarly yells when I'm wailing on my pecs.
Me too, dude.
Yeah.
You gotta let the weakness out, you know what I mean?
Yeah, what are some of your favorite... I'm sorry, your name again?
My name is Johnny Shrimp Toast.
Fuck, I'm so mad at you guys for having fake names. I'm not going to keep track of them.
Johnny, just call me Johnny, man.
Hey, I always have the same last name as a service to you.
Okay. Yeah, Johnny, what's some of your favorite exercises?
Man, I do the chest fly. I do the hammer curls. I do dead bugs for the abs. That's a fun one, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then, of course, just bench, you know what I mean?
Hey, why do you feel like fitness is, like, important to you?
Well, because this is the only body we got, man. You know what I mean? And so taking care of my body is like taking care of my mind, taking care of my soul, because the way that we treat ourselves is how we show others to treat us. You know what I mean? So I want people to look at me and say, there's a man who cares about himself. I'm going to care about him, too.
That's a pretty good answer, Trav. Why don't you give me a sway roll?
But I'm not good at that, Justin.
Take a bonus die for me because you really do wail on your pecs and stuff. You're not just pulling it out of your butt.
Things, but that's controlled.
Oh, unless you mean he does me that or exercise.
I mean beef.
Okay, because I also weigh on my pegs.
Oopsie doops.
Was it good? I'm not over to the chat yet. Oh. Hold on, let me look.
Go and look, Trav.
Go look at the chat, Trav.
Fuck, dude, that's a one. See, now, Justin, can I just say, this is where this game confuses me. This is where this game confuses me, because it was a good answer that's true.
Yeah, I know, man.
Yeah, for sure.
It sucks, right?
It sucks sometimes, but it's good too.
But I did a good job, and the dice failed me, not the other way around.
I say out loud,
okay, Travis. Here's what happens with your one. With that one, you say exactly what you just said, and he's like slowly like nodding. And then you just fart so loud.
No!
You just rip a huge fart.
Oh, wow.
Did that man's that protein powder.
Did that dude just rip a huge fart?
I did. That is That's how comfortable I am with my man Scott here.
Is that what he thinks the right reasons are? Uh-oh. Gotta talk about that later.
First smeller's the feller.
No, man, very clearly.
That's an excellent point. He no, we smelt it has historically dealt it.
If I could shove you into a wood chipper, I absolutely would. Shlo Bethany did not enjoy your farting. Okay.
Well, rarely does anyone.
All right, I'm going to get a little chocolate milk and maybe head out to the pool.
Yeah, Scott, can I steal you away for a second, bro? I want to talk to you about some stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love that.
Where is, well, I guess I have the map.
You have the map? This is, again, it is open-ended. Whatever you think might be happening here is happening. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You're all in the lead here.
I'm going to head to the, while he's doing this, wherever the crudité and, like, food is, that's where Beef is headed.
Oh, I should mention, I have a third clock that is just a clock.
It's oh,
like a,
yeah.
It's a clock.
Like a time. Like
and,
a time
and you
clock.
Know what? I almost don't need to do it because it is the length of this episode. So,
okay, got
it,
got all right.
It. Okay.
Emmerich is going to go to the, to meet the parents.
Okay. Oh. So let's put it. So Emmerich's going to go try to find Betty and her husband. And let's start with Scott. Where do you want to lead Scott to?
How about the jam zone?
Okay, excellent.
So this is it. Sort of where the magic happens. As you walk in, you see a wall that has like 8 different guitars. There's some acoustic, some semi-acoustic. About 3/4 of them look fake, for lack of a better term. They look like props, which they probably are.
Yeah.
You see a couple that are real, though. There's a huge drum set. There's a zither. There's a theremin. There's 3 flutes. There's, a xylophone. All kinds of different jamming stuff. All
right.
And he pulls up a seat.
Do you want to hear something?
I would love to. I thought maybe we could jam together, but like, I
oh,
want to
taste.
Oh, that
would be great. Yeah, what do you play?
I play a lot of different stuff. Multi-instrumentalist.
Wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. I was thinking about this one, though. Maybe the 12 string.
Oh. Wow, that's like 2 guitars glued together. You know that, right?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah, for sure. I used to be in a band.
Oh, yeah? What was it called?
It was called... Ow! Sorry.
Oh. That's punk rock, it was honestly.
Called, it was called Ow, Sorry.
Al, sorry, that's funk. I love that. All right, cool. Grab it. And let me get let me just grab Simpatico real quick. Oh.
And there is a higher guitar. Have you ever seen, the hooks that are screwed in the wall that you can hang a guitar on?
Yeah.
It's like that, except there is a bar in front of it that is holding it in place in this little, there's a word for it that is not occurring. It's like a yoke that the guitar is hanging on. But there's a place where Scott puts his thumb.
What is that thing called?
I know,
I'm
right?
I'm looking at one right now.
I know,
now.
I'm looking at one too.
What it's is it
thing.
Called?
That thing.
Guitar fork for hanging?
There's a guitar fork, but he puts his thumb on like this one square and the lock pops open and he takes down Simpatico and he starts playing.
Can I freeze frame that and try and like clock what he did? To do that, because I would definitely be watching about intently as is possible if he was going to undo the mechanism here.
What you could tell from what it looked like, it seemed like a thumbprint scanner. There was a black square where he placed his thumb. Now you know it's probably not a thumbprint scanner
because of his nature.
Because he is, I was thinking, and I got too deep in the like.
Yeah, but it's
meta
sort of
weeds
like,
of like, does Hardlight have fingerprints?
Yeah, it's kind of like whatever it is, it seems to be coded to him.
Okay.
And he uses it to unlock Simpatico.
So what do you want to jam on?
Why don't you just start playing and I'll jump in?
Okay, great.
Turn it up loud though, man.
Let me tune out. I'm gonna tune while we're chatting. So how long you been into music?
Oh, it seems like my whole life, you know, me and my family, we grew up playing music together. The band I was in was with was with my family.
Oh.
Yeah, we did all of our professional sort of work together. Shows and touring and stuff. We did it all together. And, yeah. I think about those days on the road, and those are some of the happiest days of my life. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you really talk about sort of yourself a lot, you know?
Well, it's just you were also talking about family and...
Oh, yeah. Family is really important to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I have parents and they have their own stuff going on. Sounding good.
While this is happening, can I do a thing?
Please.
So Beef is going to approach other Ricky.
Okay.
Hey, man, listen.
Wait. Time out.
Yeah.
Got to log into the Voicetron 3000 real quick. Yeah.
Hey, what's going on? Is this your seat?
No, man. Listen.
Where did you find other Ricky, Trev?
Other Ricky was over also at the food table. I'm staying in the covered lanai.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. Yeah. That's where a lot of the crafty is.
Yeah. Hey, listen. This is going to be good TV, other Ricky. I need to talk to you about Evan Goodparty.
Oh, yeah.
I found out some stuff, but...
Wait, is he the one with the... is he the one with the mask?
Yeah, he's the one with the mask. We need to talk him private. Yeah. Will you join me over? Just follow me.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
And I head towards the pool bathroom.
This is the bathroom.
Yeah, man. I want to have a private conversation. It's...
I mean, it doesn't get more private than the bathroom. Hey, listen, if this is one of those things where you want to pay me to watch you poop, I've done that before. I've been down that road, and I can't do that on TV. This is my vacation.
Man, this is they wired up cameras in here for like a confessional thing, so we're going to talk in here too for a good scene.
Oh, yeah. Okay, wait a minute. It's for the TV show.
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Just to be clear, this production has wired up cameras in the bathroom to do the confessionals.
The bathroom cameras are not for confessionals. Travis saying that did not make it so. There are cameras.
I'm not
in the
DM, Griffin, but thank you so much for respecting my confidence.
So what's the deal with?
Is he in the bathroom?
Yeah, everybody's in the bathroom.
I'm gonna use my strength to snap off the interior knob and close the door.
Okay, it's very chill
with me outside the door.
Oh, okay.
I'm trapping him in the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
This is fun.
Yeah, it's fun. Do take a wreck, I guess. I mean, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're not fighting. You're not skirmishing with the knob.
No. Bank. I'm going to wreck it. What would you say this is? Risky?
Yeah, because it's risky just because if it doesn't work, it's risky, Trev.
It's going to bring some weird attention. That's a 4.
How do you only have a 1 in rec?
I mean, it's still pretty good. I only got 2 in the other things I'm good at.
Yeah, that's fair.
Rec, you have a 4 here, Trav. That's a mixed success.
Correct.
With a mixed success, you jam the lock. You reach in, you pull up on it. It seems to be wedged in there really good. Like, it seems to be stuck. But you have a sense that if he were to, like, work on it a bit, he could escape.
Okay.
Hey! Hey, the door! Hey, Johnny? The door locked! Johnny!
And with that, Johnny's gonna make his way looking for...
Hey, by the way, the producers didn't understand that, but they loved it.
Yeah.
But. You're a real fucking loose cannon.
Yeah, I'm going hunting for Kip.
Okay, Dad, you're looking for Scott's parents.
Yes, Omar. Sorry. He makes his way to the rent room,
mm-hmm.
and knocks on the door.
Hello. I'm Fred. Can I? We're not really part of it.
Fred.
We're not really part of the show. Can I help you?
Oh, I know. I just, I am a huge
Hold on, I got Jeopardy on. Let me mute it real quick.
Oh, sure. Oh, this is a good one. This was where the Blossom Lady was hosting.
You've seen it already?
Oh, it's promise.
I thought it was new.
No.
This is a rerun?
It is.
God damn it, Betty. I told you, turn it off. This guy says it's a rerun. I told you.
So what, how can I, was it Omar? How can I help you, yes. Omar?
Fred, I just, I am such a
I want to thank you, by the way, for coming in and adding another voice to this house. I was worried that would be a one-off gag.
No.
Seeing our room on the map, and when he told you about us, I thought that was as far as our involvement would go. I am so excited to be here chatting with you, Omar. So how can I help?
I'm absolutely fascinated by yours and Betty's parenting techniques, because you have created the epitome of humanhood, and I want to know more about Scott when he was a child, and maybe something from his past, just anecdotes. I'm kind of a collector of anecdotes, and I was
that's a really weird way to phrase that, but sure.
All right, Dad, let's give me a if we're gonna get him to open up to you, why don't you give me a sway roll to see if you can get him to talk,
in which I have no dots. Okay. So since I have no dots, I'll roll two, correct?
Yep, that's right. Roll two and take the worst one. Hey, not bad, Dad.
Five and a four. Is that the first zero dice roll that hasn't been a fucking colossal disaster?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, mixed success.
What do you want to know?
I want to get to know the Scott that the rest of the world doesn't know. I want to know about, what was he like growing up? Do you have any pictures of him and you and Betty with her tight bod?
Jesus.
Absolutely wild things.
I mean, I don't expect to talk to Betty. I don't want to hear.
She's in the can. So he was I don't have any photos of us together as a young man, which seems improbable, but is the case. I can tell you he was a really, really bad student. He was left-handed, and he had a teacher that forced him to write with his right hand.
Oh, no.
That probably seems like a clue because it's so specific, but it's really just an anecdote.
Someone should take some kind of action there. You don't remember that teacher's name, do you, by any chance?
I
would like to report them to the authorities.
Yes, that was Clara Williams. Was that teacher, Clara Williams, or his third grade teacher.
Somebody write that down, because that's definitely going to come up again.
Or not.
Sorry,
Big bad of the whole season.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he struggled as a student, but he was in the Glee Club. Beautiful singing voices, I'm sure you've heard. He's always had an interest in music.
Did he ever have a solo?
Super duper allergic to cinnamon. can't get near this stuff. But that's all I know. I mean, that's not all I know. That would be a wild thing to say about my son.
Well, I'm surprised. I'm surprised that
he wasn't involved in sports.
Was he not involved in sports?
He was just always a little bit of a lethargic kid.
Because of his lack of cinnamon?
So many times at sporting events, cinnamon to fuel. Cinnamon is on offer. He's afraid, so we avoided a lot of that. And Swirl was where he least expected.
And a lot of breakfast foods, and breakfast gives you the energy.
Yeah, he didn't married. Start building his physique until his mid-20s.
Hey, Dad, you should probably wrap this up because it sounds like Scott's dad is melting.
No, this is just he's tired. It's late.
All right. Fred, that's what... let me ask you, no serious boyfriend, girlfriend, fiancé?
Oh, he's always been a little bit of a Lothario.
The lethargic Lothario.
But he's a sweet guy, and if you break his heart, I'll kill you.
Oh, no, I would never, really? Wow. Okay.
It's just an expression. Omar, was it? Well, this has been fun.
Oh, well, I will leave you alone. No pictures of Betty. Nothing like on the wall?
You are starting to sound like a pervert.
Starting?
Well, it is Passion's Cove.
No, it wasn't an attack. It was a compliment. I must return to my room.
Thank you, Fred, and give my best to Betty. And here, this is my number. Just, you know, hang on.
Your phone number. That's a huge move.
Well, that's kind of a flat fanny credo.
That's your Christian name?
Name, that's, yes, Flat Fanny. Omar Flat Fanny.
Wow, this has been a very specific few minutes we've had here together, so I'm going to close the door now. Good night.
Oh, wait. One last thing.
Hachi Machi.
The final Jeopardy answer is derived from potatoes. It might be under potent potables. So, thank you, Fred. Good day.
You shouldn't give me stuff like that, Dad. You never know what I'm going to do. Turn that on you at the last second when you least expect it. Okay, that was great. Let's go back to Scott in the jam zone.
Yeah, but then, you know, we like to skydive together too. And there was a big accident, and they all... the rest of my family/band did hit the ground and exploded.
Sorry, I spaced out a second. You want to hear something? That's a G chord. Can you try that? You play a G chord?
There's no way I have an in-tune guitar right now. It is probably tuned to drop B sharp.
Well, I'm not going to keep... I mean, I'm not going to keep playing guitar through the whole thing. It's just sort of set the ambiance.
I'm there.
Okay, you know what, Griff?
Yeah.
We're going to jam.
Okay.
You're going to give me a finesse roll. And we're going to see how this jam session goes. He starts laying out some tasty licks.
Yeah, for sure.
Gets a nice rhythm going. All right, just
hop in with a solo whenever the mood strikes you, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure, bro.
All right, let me hear that finesse roll, Griff.
What? This feels...
Just hop in.
Okay.
Anytime you're ready.
It's a five.
Whoa, nice. Okay, so Griffin has a five, which is a mixed success. I think you start laying down a really nice lick, Griffin. And the two of you are sort of like jamming together, and he's absolutely vibing on it. I didn't set the terms for that, but I think it's pretty risky because, you know, you only get one jam.
Yeah, right. That's what Dave Matthews says.
You felt that, right? That you felt that connection.
There
that
is something
that was real.
There's something deep there. I haven't felt this way since I played. Since I played music
Scott,
with my family that exploded. My family
Scott,
that exploded when they hit the ground doing
Scott,
a skydiving. God
Scott,
damn it.
Can I steal you?
God
Scott.
Damn it.
Yeah, Shlo Bethany, no problem. I'm just going to go kind of hang with Shlo Bethany for a while.
All
this
good, bro.
This has been cool. This has been really cool, actually.
Yeah, for sure. I want to try to hang my guitar that I was playing up where... he got simpatico from.
Ooh, that's really smart, Griff.
Thanks.
Let's do... You know, I think he's looking at Shlo Bethany, and he's getting ready to... he's focused on her for a second.
Cool.
Give me a risky standard roll of finesse. I think it's another finesse. You're just being like a smooth operator.
I'm going to push it, too.
Okay, smart.
That because I really want this to be a success. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, thank Christ that I pushed it. That is a 1, 2, 3, 6.
Six.
Fuck, yes.
Yeah, I do you, so, right, so, was it Good Party?
Evan, yeah.
Evan.
My friends call me
Evan. I'll just stick with Good Party. If you would, do you mind putting these up for me? It'll lock behind it. It's no problem.
Sure, no problem.
Scott, if you don't come right now, I'm going to squeeze this dweeb's throat till he blacks out.
No problem. Here we go.
All right, and Shlo Bethany and Scott head out, leaving you alone to do whatever.
There's cameras in here, so I can't just fucking pocket the guitar, right? Collapse it down in whatever way.
It's a TV show. You can do whatever you want to do. I can't tell you how
that
will play
I'm not
play
ready
out,
to but... pop that off yet. I just want to hang my guitar up where his was and then hang his guitar.
I'll tell you what. Here's what your six gets you. With a six, not only does he not notice, the producers don't
notice
what
you did. That's what I was hoping would be
true. That is the deal. They didn't make the connection either.
Okay, cool.
And you got some points with Scott. It worked out good. I'm treating you guys as like a hive mind. I know that doesn't make the most sense, but I can't keep track of three individual relationships.
Yeah, sure.
Dear Reading Glasses, it's been years since I've been able to read. I missed it so much, but I had no idea where to start. I felt so overwhelmed. But thanks to your show, now I'm back to enjoying books again and feeling like a reader. Love, Sarah.
Yeah, that's an email we actually answered. Okay, maybe not that email specifically, but one just like it, because most of our listeners are named Sarah.
We're Reading Glasses, and we're here to solve all your reader problems. We give advice, help you find books you love, and discuss reading without making you feel pressured.
No matter what you read or how you read it, we'll help you do it better. Reading Glasses, every week on Maximum Fun.
Are elephants right-handed?
What's the middlest size in the universe?
What is the history of fan fiction?
Let's find out together on our show, Let's Learn Everything, where we learn anything and everything interesting.
My name's Caroline, and I studied biodiversity and conservation.
My name's Tom, and I studied computer science and cognitive blah, 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 blah.
Did you?
And my name's Ella, and I studied stem cells and regenerative medicine.
On our show, we do as much research as you would for a class, but we don't get in trouble for making each other laugh.
And we get to say f***.
Maybe not in the trailer.
Subscribe to Let's Learn Everything every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Can I see Shlo Bethany and Scott?
Yeah, they just made their way out of the jam room, and let's say they're heading over to the really great room.
Okay, I'm gonna attempt to intercept them.
Okay.
And Shlo Bethany, this is my time. And I bump into her, and when I do,
holy shit, are you sure?
Yeah. I'm gonna attempt
I'm gonna attempt to
do a little like reverse pickpocketing and put some deli meat that I grabbed off the table into like her purse or her pocket or something.
You.
Thank you for this. Thank you, Trav.
You're welcome.
So is this, and just so I'm clear, this is a finesse roll.
Correct.
That you're taking to plant meat on Shlo Bethany.
Yes, I am.
Is it? Is this the mole? Is there a secret arrangement between Travis and Justin going
plant
on?
Plant that big meat on Shlo Bethany, buddy.
There is no back. I'm as perplexed as you are. Trav would love to see it.
Okay. Whew. Risky, right?
Yeah.
And I think that it's, and I mean, I think that it's I guess it's standard, right? You're not trying to plan a whole ham, just a little bit of deli meat.
Now, I am attempting to also create an opportunity myself by running into her, which I think opens me up for shit. But
what do you mean?
Does that give me a bonus dice?
What?
What?
By like, because I'm running into her to mask the move.
That's not how bonus dice work.
No, you don't get a bonus dice for that. It's fun to ask, though. Why not?
Five and a six, baby. That's a success.
That's a wow. You have two in finesse?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Okay. Five and a six. What the fuck, you fucking dingus?
I was just trying to get my time.
Give me your pinky. I'm going to chop it off.
No. But thank you for asking.
Well, consent's important.
That's very true. Sorry.
May I please cut off your pinky finger?
No.
Ugh.
Fine. I'll wait my turn. And I back away.
No, you'll wait for this. And then Schlebethany dumps her wine on your head. Drink up, bitch.
Fair.
Guzzle it down, you nasty little dirtbag. Go get me another one. Go get me another one.
I said okay.
Chablis, please. Pretend okay. I didn't say please.
Okay.
Why are you still here?
No, I'm walking away. I'm talking to myself at this point.
You sound as loud as you did before. Why are you so loud?
It's a Doppler effect. A Lloyd Dobler effect.
I skipped every science class I ever had.
Now, how'd you graduate?
Softball scholarship.
I knew it.
I only want to do this. I don't want to go back to fighting giants and mole monsters and shit. Like, I only want to do this. I only want this to be the whole show.
Beef and Schlebethany are going to end up being friends. I can feel it.
Beef, I'm going to stick with you for a second. What, you were just sent to get some wine for Schlebethany. What
and
are
I
you?
Put meat on her.
You did put meat on her. That was just a few seconds ago, so we all remember that. What are you doing now?
Is there anybody else over at, like, the drinks area?
At the, Kip's over there.
Yeah, Kip's over there. I go over, and I'm like, ugh, Schlebethany, am I right?
Actually, the worst person I've ever met in my entire life, and I've known some real stinkers.
Absolutely. She sent me over to get her a glass of wine after she dumped it on my head.
Ugh, gross.
I pour the glass of wine. You know what, Kip? I tell you what, at this point, Schlebethany dumped her drink on my head. My chances are shot.
Yeah,
I mean,
you
Scott
look
saw
terrible.
That so embarrassing.
You look like an absolute mess.
But here's, I hate her so much. How about I'll go and steal him away to you? You go to the ball pit and I'll have him come to you while I deal with her, right? Because I'm not going to get that golden note, but you still have a shot, right? So I'll set you up.
Why won't you get the golden note?
Look at me. I ripped a big fart.
I remember that. I meant to give you shit about that, actually. It's hilarious.
I'm soaked in wine.
Yeah.
And I got embarrassed in front of Scott by Schlebethany. Like, there's no way I'm coming out of this winning.
So I'll go to the ball pit and just sort of wait there. And you'll
I'll send Scott over.
I do need to get some FaceTime with him.
Yeah, I'll handle it.
But I don't know if I can, I mean.
Well, I'm going to start shit with Schlebethany and kind of go for like a big fight kind of thing. So I'll throw the wine on her, right? We'll get into it.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Let me get a sway roll, Trav. And the stakes are pretty minor here. It's just worst case scenario. Kip's like, no. Okay, if it goes bad enough, Kip might rat you out. But yeah.
I'm going to push myself. Because I have zero in sway. It's a two.
No. No, I don't think so. In fact, I think I'm going to tell Schlebethany about your little plan.
Well, and good luck. And then I dump the wine on Kip's head.
Whoa. Okay. And then Kip has a bigger glass of wine, and they dump it on your head.
Again,
you're double soaked with wine.
Is it at least the same kind of wine?
Yeah. it was a white wine, and you had a red wine dumped on you before, so now you have a rosé on top of you, because that's all that rosé is, in case you guys didn't know. It's just red and white mixed together.
Wow. You are the expert on that subject, so.
Thanks. The producers, Travis?
Yeah.
They're loving it.
I'm so glad.
Which doesn't seem like the way it should work with bad roles, but they're loving it.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like how it should work, because so far, the only drama that has existed on this show so far is people dumping wine on other people.
Yeah. No, I locked other Ricky in a bathroom.
Oh, okay, that's fair.
I put some meat on Schlebethany, and there's been wine dumpage. All centered around yours truly.
Can I try to circle up with Imric while this is all happening?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think you need to work that hard at all for that to happen.
Hey, I gotta piss. Go piss with me.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
I'm not comfortable with that.
All right, here we go.
Very well.
And I walk to the bathroom.
A different bathroom.
No,
still open.
No, he said, I'm walking to the bathroom.
There's numerous bathrooms.
Okay.
Not that bathroom.
No, my friend. You're going to the bathroom. So I'm looking at my map here. Okay, Griffin, do you guys want to go to the bathroom or the bathroom that you know that other Ricky is locked in?
I want to go to the other bathroom that we know Ricky is in.
Okay. As you approach, you start hearing.
Well, I want to talk to Imric before we.
You're just hearing outside from nearby. You can go ahead and start talking.
Hey, somebody. Come on.
We need to, at some point, disable the cameras so that we can make a clean getaway.
Please, somebody.
I think it may behoove you to do a little snooping around the trailer.
Please.
So that when that time comes, we have
so
some
thirsty.
Sort of means of disruption.
I really thirsty. That.
Okay. And I thought we could give ourselves an opportunity to do so.
No, I have one thing I want to do first, and then I shall dispatch myself to do that.
I think that's new.
Wonderful.
I'll go snipe.
Should we do something about this poor fellow?
Yes, that's what I... Hey, bro, is everything okay in there?
No, it's not okay in here. Actually, I got locked in here accidentally.
God, I hate that for you, bro.
It might have been on purpose. I don't know. But can you, like... If you
I'll
just,
tell
like,
somebody.
Donkey kick the door, I feel like you could get it.
No and, way.
And bro, no, bro, you probably have limited
oxygen. How many bros
oxygen.
Are out there?
No, this is the other bro.
Two bros.
This is the flat face.
Who is
bro.
It? I don't know your voices. We're basically strangers.
This is Omar, the flat
right.
fan.
I had a really good vibe about you two. Cool, cool, cool. Can you, can
so,
you give me
so listen, conserve your oxygen. You probably have limited air in there.
Oh
I'd quit
God.
Yelling
I hadn't even thought
and
about
pounding
that.
On
I'm,
the door
okay.
if I were you.
Now I'm freaked. Now I'm freaked.
Okay, it's all right.
I'm getting freaked.
Breathe.
All right.
Okay.
Slowly.
But the more I breathe, the less oxygen I have.
I know. It's confusing.
Just
but
kick
that's
the door.
That's the oxygen deprivation. Shh.
Okay, all right. I'm going to try to chill.
Four breaths in, hold it for four, release it in eight.
Box okay. breathing. I love that. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that's better.
Let me do my one thing, and then I will go inspect the trailer.
We can split these tasks up. I wasn't trying to give you orders. I can poke around the trailer and see what I see in there.
Oh, well, I mean, I just had one little thing I wanted to do, but then I think Emmerich going to the trailer is a great idea.
So anybody, can you just tell somebody I'm in here?
Yeah, I'll go get a teacher. I mean, mommy. I mean, production.
Yeah. Yes. And you remember, four in, hold for four, release in eight.
Emmerich, what are you doing?
Emmerich is going to approach Scott.
Okay.
Before he does that, he's going to create a hard light form of a shoebox greeting card.
So you're using hard light to make a card.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where is the prism?
Well, I mean, Well, he can use the Give a Ghost projector to create hard light forms.
But they have to have a prism that's projecting them. Like, right?
When we've done it before, it just came from the Give a Ghost projector. The other things he's created in the past.
Okay, here's what we're going to do, Dad. Take one load. Add one load for the prism. And we'll say that tell me where it doesn't have to be flat, right? It's a greeting card. And the prism is small, so tell me how it's hidden in the card.
I would say it's a very small prism, and it's on the cover of the shoebox greeting card. You know, like when you buy a birthday card for somebody, it's got a little jewel or a little ornament on it or something.
Yeah, what does it look like? What's this card look like?
On the outside of it says, on your birthday at the Cove of Passion.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you open it, it says, soon with Scott, you'll get a mashin.
Okay, great.
You know, when they were coming out with this line of cards at Shoebox, they thought, is this too niche? Are we going to sell any of these? And like, people are going to love this.
Okay, you have this card and you hand it to Scott, who is, what is Scott doing? He's talking to Shlobethany.
Okay. Excuse me, Scott.
Scott, this janitor wants you to throw his trash for him. How rude.
No, I actually need to speak to both of you. It is...
I need Shabli. How did you hire these people? They're the worst.
I saw you had a bit of a connection with Mr. Goodparty over there, and it's his birthday, and I was wondering if you would both sign this card for me to give to Evan on behalf of all of us.
I would rather push my dad into an open well.
Well, then you should go find yourself some Chablis and let Scott go ahead and sign the card.
Normally, I would never do what any other human being ever asked me to do ever, but I am very thirsty. Yes. I will do this. All right, Shlethany leaves to get some wine.
Scott, sign it with your left hand.
Scott looks at you.
Go it. I know. I know.
But I'm a righty, man. I've always been a righty.
No, you haven't always been a righty. You used to be a lefty. And then Clara Williams. Clara Williams came into your life and made you be something you didn't want to be. I want you to be you. Scott.
How did you know?
Scott, you are my obsession. I can literally say and completely honestly say that you, Scott Boldflex, are my obsession. I am totally devoted to you. I want to know everything about you.
You know, a lot of people would be scared by this energy that you're bringing right now.
A lot of people. I would say most, almost everybody that I've ever known or heard about or met or any of it would be absolutely wigged.
Because I'm asking
you. Well, I'm not sure how I feel about it yet. Give me one roll to figure it out.
One roll's worth of time.
Give me one roll of time to think about it.
God almighty. Can I help him? Because this is a good play. Can we flash back? And I tried to talk to him about swaying just so he can get an extra dice on this roll, please.
So your assistance is he? Okay.
Flashback. Flashback.
In the flashback. So, okay.
Emmerich, listen. We are going to be asked to be serial daters while we are in there, and possess an energy.
I have never seen the program.
Okay, it's very horny. It's hugely horny. Imagine a reality show where every decision that the production could make is the horniest possible decision.
As in love? As in romance?
They do. There is a place for that in usually the final three or four. We get out to the partner material. But
I understand.
There's going to be a lot of shaggy play around that in the intro episodes. I feel like that myself and Beef can stir up some of the drama. But you have a strangeness about you that I think will be extremely telegenic. So I think if you try your best, you may be able to flirt your way into Scott's heart.
Give me an example. Just a very quick. Give me something I can say that would.
Well, you learn something about him, something secret, something even he doesn't know, and then you show that you care about that thing. You definitely don't talk about yourself the whole time. And then, don't take it too far, though. I would say, like, if, don't say, like, I'm obsessed with you. You're my obsession.
Yeah, just to lean in here real quick, just because I overheard, that would be so weird if you said,
that
like, you're my obsession.
Bad.
And then repeated it multiple times.
Where did
times.
You guys have this conversation? So I can
on
place
the boat,
in
the boat ride. The boat ride to the cove.
Very well. All right.
The boat ride?
I don't know. However we got to the cove.
Yeah, I guess it'd probably be a boat ride. Yeah, it's a boat.
All sure, right. Very, boat. Very well. But I am truly, this hard light creation of Scott Bowflex is sure. The most exciting thing. I could learn so much from it.
Yeah, just keep that close, right?
Yeah, don't overdo it, but you have use your fascination with the form
yes.
to serve as fascination for the individual, and I think you will do just fine.
Thank you both. Thank you so much.
Hey, my name's Mean Doug. Can I favor you all with some music for
how
the boat
are you
ride?
On the boat? How are you on the boat right now, Mean Doug? Mean Doug, you shouldn't be here.
Oh, that's
are we okay?
Sexy.
It's the sea air. It dries out the reed.
Okay, you got a bonus die. It's a long walk to it, but you found
sounds
it.
Like I should get two bonus die because I mean, Beef did jump in there.
Beef, you can only be assisted by one, so okay. You got you can take a.
So is this consort?
Oh, that's interesting.
Is this consort? Yeah,
consort with connections from your heritage, background, friends, or rivals to gain access to resources, information.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah,
this consort.
Do you have points in consort?
Yeah, is that better for you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Still risky, though, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You did say obsession.
Is it standard?
No.
Or great?
It's standard, but it is risky. And I will tell you, the consequences of this will not go... It will be... This is a pretty big swing you're taking here. Right. So the consequences will be rough if it doesn't work.
Okay. And I'm going to push myself as well. Right? I can still do that even with an assist?
Sure, yeah. Yes. Don't forget your stress.
I just marked it.
I believe in you.
I don't. Okay. Here we go.
Oh, my God.
One, two, three.
Christ alive, Jesus. Jesus. Oh, my God. So much stress was taken for this one act of enticement.
What? Can I redo it? I mean, is there...
Can you redo it?
Can you redo it?
Is there a yeah.
Like a redo?
No.
You know.
No, I mean...
Like a do-over.
You know, everybody gets a one do-over per episode. I've just decided.
Okay. But I think that's against the spirit of the game.
Dad. Of course it is. Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, Dad. I was being facetious.
Here's what happens, Dad. Scott grabs you by the lapels and lifts you up against the wall. Sort of. And he says,
"All right. You are dealing with some powerful stuff from my background. You tell me right now, how did you learn about Miss Williams and my left hand? And I will know if you're lying to me. And if I'm not satisfied by your answer, you are fucking out of this house."
So now you're in a desperate situation.
Okay.
That is harder than the last one.
But I'm just guessing, Justin, the producers are loving it.
Yeah, they're loving it. You're absolutely right.
Okay. Do I have to roll? I mean, do I have to do another?
Oh, yeah. You're going to do, this one's sway. This one is, right? I mean, we're all feeling like, and it is a desperate sway because, wow, you really do not get another chance at this. You're in a pretty bad spot.
Well, wait, unless he tells the truth, right?
What?
If he tells the truth, then that's not deception or...
I mean, I guess he is trying to sway him with his answer that it is not... I mean, the swaying is how well is he going to be able to diffuse the situation?
I got you.
That is the sway. It doesn't really... The content, you know, doesn't matter so much as the... Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And give me one second. Is it great effect? Or still standard?
Give me one second.
I'm going to offer you, Dad, because of the situation, I'm going to offer you a devil's bargain.
Ooh.
The bargain is this. You can... I will give you an extra die in this. But because of how much you are shaking things up and the actions you are taking, you're going to take heat because of the people that are watching this, some of whom may be employees of Denton. You have no idea ever, or sometimes you know, but like not in this situation. So you will take two heat if you take this extra die.
And that's heat on the entire team, right?
Indeed it is.
I don't know if I want to. Is that okay with you guys?
Hey, man, don't ask me. This is your choice. I also don't want you to
I don't think you can guys can. I'm not going to let you guys.
No table talk.
Yeah.
I don't want to metagame it.
Yeah, I don't want to metagame it because it's something that's happening in the moment.
All right. I tell you what. If I'm taking two heat, then I would like two bonus die. And my reasoning is this. I think I have a way for Emmerich to be totally honest and still sway him.
I mean, I can only give you one bonus die.
Okay.
It's the best I can do, but I can, right. That's the bargain. Take the two heat and get the bonus die. But it's completely up to you.
I'll take it.
Okay. Travel, you mark that.
And that's desperate, great, limited, extreme, what?
It's a great effect. Desperate, great.
And you're giving me one bonus die?
Indeed I am.
And I'm going to push myself again.
Jesus Christ.
Are you sure? Okay.
Stressed out boy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I really want this to work.
Okay.
Should I say the line and then do the roll or do the roll first?
Say the line and then do the roll.
Okay. Scott, ever since I learned about you, I have been totally consumed with learning everything about you. You are a dream to me, a goal, an ideal. And for that reason, I went and spoke to Betty and Fred out of my desire to know more about you. And there was nothing evil in my intentions. I just wanted to know what made Scott Boldflex Scott Boldflex. And that was my reason for doing it, because I want to know everything about you, Scott.
And we go.
Six and a five! Yes! Yes!
Take experience and sway. Take experience and sway.
Take experience and sway.
Or resolve, right?
Oh, yeah, and resolve.
Emmerich, he's still holding you up against a wall. And then you hear a knock at the glass. And you see Scott looks out the window, and you see Greg giving two thumbs up. And Scott starts holding you with one hand. And he says,
God, he's strong.
Omar?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
That's the nicest thing that anyone has ever said to me.
And then he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a note and says,
will you harmonize with me?
And that's where we'll stop.
MaximumFun.org. Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.